Okay, it looks like I'm live. Hey, everybody. I'm trying to make myself not look so blown out with a bunch of light behind me. Oh, okay. Can everybody hear me? How is the audio levels? I don't know. Can we see? Can we hear? Okay. All right, guys. Welcome everybody to the live stream. It is an impromptu live stream. I was out the other day going to film a video that should have been up today. And it was just not going to work. There's been a few of them lately like that, where I'm getting out to film, it ain't working. It's pouring rain. Well, I've camped in worse stuff, but kind of the way I've had them planned, it wasn't fitting kind of the view I had for it. But I'm not quitting YouTube, guys. I just want you to know I'm still alive and I'm still trying. And I'm not giving up. And I know that the internet forgets about people pretty quickly when you have trouble or disappear for a month. But first things first, we're going to crack a little step two for Crazy Neighbor. Oh, wow, there's 12,000 people here. That's absolutely amazing. 13,000. You guys are the best. Cheers. So, I have been planning to get to Alaska for a little bit now. There's another YouTuber up there that I've been chatting with who's invited me up. And he said that after Glenn had passed that I should get up there right away. But I've had a passport issue. And passports should be pretty easy to get, but I always tend to slip through the cracks. Like if anything can go wrong in paperwork or bureaucratically, I'm the one exception they've never seen before where I'm trying to get a passport. I had a passport go missing or lost years ago. I reported it. I thought that was all good, but there was an issue because they wanted more money to replace a valid passport, which wasn't valid. Long, complicated, irritating story. Otherwise, I'd be in Alaska right now. So I am hunkering down here on the coast. I've got two or three videos that I've been trying to take a crack at. I've gotten disorganized and out of the groove of filming so badly that I was out on a stealth camp and I brought the wrong twist on stove burner part for the actual burner, the butane that I had. So, I middle of the night gave up and went back. I said, okay, this is not a decent video, but I've been trying to, you know, get some stuff done. It seems like when I'd first started filming videos that, you know, stealth camping, it was a new thing and I could pretty much go anywhere and it would be a great video. And now, you know, I kind of got to push the boundaries a little bit and make it interesting. And even sometimes I'm not, you know, close enough to a drive-through or whatever the case is. And, you know, I really try my best, but, that's the other thing is that, so Alaska's coming soon. I've got Brave Little Toaster out here on Vancouver Island. I'm going to be bringing Brave Little Toaster back with me, to the acreage, and we'll get a little acreage show around update thing happening there. Okay. I've hardly been seeing any of these comments. They are scrolling a little past. We have 17,000 people watching right now. I have to say, I would be pretty intimidated right now with 17,000 people literally sitting in front of me. But thankfully, I get to do this on the laptop, sitting out on the patio here. You can see up there, where is it? There's some birds that have been making a nest up there, right in these two spots. I've been watching them. They're really doing a good job. I wonder if they're in love. They seem to be building a love nest, so good for them. And I cannot possibly keep up with the comments. I'm going to try to pick out a few here and there that are scrolling by. But for people that are just joining the chat, I'm not quitting YouTube. I saw a few things mentioned about that. I tried not to make a big ominous post of what do I do now, or I don't like clickbait. No sense to do clickbait when you can just do cool stuff, right? Like, then you don't need the clickbait. So let's see. I will touch on my health, because lately, obviously, life got really real, really fast. So over the last year and a half, I've lost my wife, my mother, and my best friend. And it's kind of seems like, you know, my support network is being systematically destroyed person by person. But on top of that, I think like a lot of stress, like I've been having these sinus issues for probably years now. And I got one of those things. It's like those nose cleaner devices that injects water up on one side, like a salt water, and then out the other. Horrifyingly uncomfortable looking things. And it is. It's not fun, but it's helping big time. Because camping in abandoned buildings and old mines, shacks, you know, like it's, I haven't been treating my sinuses with the care and attention they deserve. So that's really been helping. I'm almost feeling kind of like my old self again, which I hadn't for a while. And there's even older videos back when Jess was still alive that I was going out and I was just not feeling well. You know, it felt like my eyes were heavy, like there's sand in behind them or something. And every time I went to the doctor, they said the same thing. You got to use one of those neti pot things and flush out your sinuses. And they said it's a sinus thing and it'll go away. But I finally broke down. And I got one of these things. Yes, it is as surreal and uncomfortable and upsetting as it looks to shoot water in one nostril and then suck it out of the other one. But, you know, I'm starting to get somewhere with this. So I will give credit where credit is due. Okay. I'm just going to tuck in the comments. Thank you, everybody that's sending donations. I did not realize those were actually on. I thought I had turned them off. I think I'm too late into this to be able to do that. But thank you. Thank you all so much. But thanks for even stopping by to visit with me. Now, I don't want to be some like charity case, boohoo, life has been so bad. And I refuse to. It's we all miss Glenn, like, very much. And I know for a fact, he said, Steve, keep filming the videos. Now, I could wonder what my wife would have said. You know, like, she never specifically addressed the case that if she were to die, that she would want me to continue the videos. I just know kind of that she would want me to continue them. a crazy neighbor literally told me when he knew he was terminal that, yeah, you got to get out and do these things. So do I feel, I don't know if it's survivor's guilt or whatever, that if I'm out having fun, I feel guilty because I'm out having fun and camping and doing all these great things. And not everybody gets to do that, which is, it's sad, but I don't know. Anyway, I get on tangents all the time. Just getting off on tangents. So, we're 19,000 people viewing. That's pretty good. I know, yeah, it's probably weird time zone stuff. So there's nothing I can really do to try and have everybody online at once. But I certainly appreciate everybody coming in for an update. Just trying to let you know I'm not going anywhere. I appreciate your patience. Some people are not patient. And that's okay. So, I've been out here on Vancouver Island for the last little while, a month and a half or so. And I was planning to move here. I've still got the acreage and it's coming along. We'll have a nice update and get garbage out camping and stuff like that. But the acreage is coming along for sure. But nowhere feels like home. And I've been of the mentality that I'm just going to keep driving until somewhere feels like home. And over the last year, I've been both coasts of Canada and every major and minor city in between along the main Trans-Canada Highway. And I always thought out here on Vancouver Island, like it kind of feels like home, but not really. It's all the little things, you know? So, I don't know. Man without a home. Like, I do have a home, but nothing feels like home. And out here, it is beautiful, absolutely. The weather's nice in the winter. But when I get my passport, I'm going to look at possibly traveling into the U.S. Now, I know it's tricky filming videos. I always seem to be the person that gets made an example of. Ooh, 20,000 people on here. Cheers, everybody. So, yeah, like I know if I go and I start filming YouTube in Lower 48, some accountant or immigration or somebody is not going to be happy with me. So I've been talking with an immigration lawyer to be able to figure out how to actually do this properly where I don't get in trouble for working in the United States of America. And that is, I just got to get my passport as soon as that happens. So the place that I'm staying at here, I've been staying at a friend's place. Yes, there's a hot tub there, but nobody wants to see me go into the hot tub right now. I don't have a beach body, as it's pronounced, I think. I don't know. So, let me just look at some of these comments here. And thank you to everybody that's donated on the stream here. It's very surreal to have so many people. Like, I am a YouTuber, but I'm not a YouTuber. I'm a furnace repairman. I I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't want to let anybody down here. So let's see. Come to Texas. You see, Dylan is saying I should come to Texas. You know, I just might, but I hate the heat. Camping in cold, you can do that. You just bundle up really good and put on a blanket and whatever. But the heat, I don't know about that. Like if you got a lake, a nice cool lake by or something, it's possible. But wait, let's see. I bumped the table there. Sorry. It's kind of washed out from the... Yeah, whatever. We're chilling. We're having a good time. We are cheersing. Crazy neighbor, my mom, and Jess. Cheers, everyone. All right. So, going out last night to film a video. Like, I've packed for this video for so long, and I can't even say what it is. But it is cool. And it was recommended to me by a subscriber out here on the island. And I've gone out to this thing 3 times now, I believe, ready to go camp there. But it gets very slippery. There are certain dangers. There's wildlife. It is kind of a stealth camping thing, but a really cool thing. And just the rain began, and people will say, yeah, it's Vancouver Island, it's gonna rain all the time. Of course it's gonna rain. But I've been really, really waiting for a window of appropriate weather, because I've been a lot more scared lately of my own mortality. Like I used to do me and Glenn out there, electric fence in grizzly country, whatever. And now, like, I'm just realizing, yeah, life is real. It can be scary. It can be dangerous, extremely dangerous. I've always had my bear phobia, but that's the way it goes. Now, I'm just going to touch on the comments here and have another sip of my beer. Let's see. We've got Robin from Ohio. Thomas, thank you very much. Will, Cathedral Grove. No, it's not Cathedral Grove. It's the place I'm going to camp that I was kind of tempted to take another crack at it tonight, but it's still been raining. And, you know, I got a bad hip. I'm not that much of a hiker. And I would go tumbling down that cliff. Like, that's... I got a scar on my face. This one here. That was from falling down the side of a cliff. The other ones, you know, falling down after a few too many beers. But, yeah, I really want to be careful with anything like that. So, yeah, like, I'm pretty excited about the next steps here at the acreage and getting my passport, because I've been lingering around to Canada too long. Beautiful country, but I'm seeing people that are doing great camping adventures in places I could only dream of, you know, unique, abandoned things. Everything abandoned here seems to be covered with a fence and no trespassing signs and security. And we've gone to a few of those to check them out. I've gotten suggestions that are like, oh, there's a great place. You got to check this out. And we drive out there. Now there's a fence up, and and all of that absolute stuff. It's I don't know. Basically, I'm just jumping on a live stream to let people know I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, with my sinuses clearing up, and like anybody that's struggled with that before, it is bad. Like, you don't feel like there's, like, it feels like you got a brain fog, like your brain is unplugged from your body. And it has been for quite some time. And I know people are worried. I have not been just guzzling step twos. I've actually been cutting back on them quite a bit, even in the videos. You know, like, I'll have a beer with me, but, you know, I can't just sit and destroy my sinuses with these histamine causing beer or wine. But tonight's an exception. We're doing a live stream. Why not? So these birds over there, they've been up to their old tricks.
Let's see. I'm not sure. I can't even see that, but
they got their nests up there. I'm not sure what all the colors of those mean. It's just my friend's place I'm hanging around in. And, oh, it is getting a little chilly. So hold on a moment. I saved this from that blanket fort camping I did. So, yeah, that's nice. Maybe extra cozy in here. There we go. And yeah, like I'd left the brave little toaster out here, that little camper, the small egg type camper. I left it out here all last year. It's pretty covered in tree droppings and everything, so I'm gonna have to take the pressure washer out, clean it up really nice. But I'm bringing that back on the adventure. I'm not sure if I'll take it to Alaska. I'm not good at backing up a trailer at all. And the only way to really learn how to do that is out in public with angry people all around you. And I don't want to end up going over to some gas station and, there's nowhere to turn around without five spotters to try and back out. So we'll see what happens. But with the work being done on the acreage, I'm going to need somewhere. Yeah, I do have the treehouse and the school bus, so I can hunker down in those quite comfortably. Okay. Oh, there's a comment. And there's a... this comment always pops up. How do I get the scar on my neck? Probably this one there. I don't even know if you can see that in any serious way. Like there. Yeah, it was like a cyst when I was 18 years old, that the whole side of my neck was swollen. It was not a cancerous thing, but they went in and took it out. But they couldn't like stitch it up completely because they wanted it to heal from... they didn't want to trap any infection or anything into it. So it... I got this gaping weird scar on my neck where it's interesting to shave around because the hair doesn't grow on the scar tissue. But, you know, always off on a tangent. I sure am. Okay. So, yeah, like I'm over the next little while, definitely... I need to be on the road, on the move. It's been no home for a while, nowhere that feels like home. And that's okay. I'll find it. I try not to, 99% of the comments are good, but I still try to just poke in here and there because some people, you know, it's the internet. I know how people are. In school, they never teach you anything useful, like how to deal with 16,000 people on a live stream. They teach you how to play hot cross buns on the recorder instead of something that would actually be useful in life. But we figure it out. Oh, here's a nice Miranda asks, have I seen Mav lately? Interesting thing there. I don't think our paths are going to cross soon. Like, he was up in Alaska, and we were all going to kind of meet up, but I think he's probably gone by now. I don't watch a lot of YouTube, I have to admit. I watch like documentaries, boring stuff. The Office, some documentaries, Simpsons. Cook some food, go to bed. I really don't keep up with other YouTubers. And I should. I do like actually watching their stuff, but in the same kind of outdoors camping genre, I'm always either worried that they're going to do something that I had that idea and now I'm not going to do it, or I'm worried that I'll be influenced by somebody else's idea and be accused of copying it. So I just kind of have my blinders on and I'll just focus on YouTube. And see, where are we in the comments? Hey, John and Daniel, thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. I don't know what to say. Things have not been easy, and I refuse to put out extra, like, I have a standard for what I'm going to put out for a video. And the last, I got like three of them that I'd filmed and gotten either halfway through or most of the way through. And I said, this sucks. I am not going to make 1.5 million people watch this. And that's my mentality when it comes to trying to put content out, because I'm not just going to put something out to have it up on Thursday every single time. When I first started, I thought that I really had to, but I look at videos I've done where I'm just like cringing, like, oh, that was a crappy video. And I did that just to kind of have something up when I was first starting. And I don't know. I like to think of the Simpsons when, because I'm a Simpsons fan, and you know, they started to get, in my opinion, not as good after season 10. And I remember getting home expecting a new Simpsons on, and it would have been like a rerun, and I was so mad. But if they just did less videos and kept the same quality, I'd be way happier with that. So that's where we are on that. Oh my. Let's see. Comments here about asking a political question. You know what? I just worry about camping. I just try not to stress about things that I cannot control. Oh, well, Doug, thank you. And Bobby Allen, thank you so much. I'm just trying to scroll through a few of these comments here. Things move so fast on the internet. I'm not made for this type of reality. Okay. Yeah. It was funny. I went out with Pioneer Polly, and he does all the gold mining stuff. He has been actually out there with the real, like on the shows on like Discovery Channel, History Channel, all that. And we were laughing, like on the gold panning trip, that it's the most realistic gold prospecting show ever. Nothing breaks down. No drama. We don't find barely anything, but we have a good time. And that's completely, I think reality TV is probably the worst thing that could have happened. It's a guilty pleasure, and sometimes it's neat, but I don't know how real it is. YouTube kind of fills the void there where people can get out and do kind of real things. You know, like get out there, you know, camping, whatever. It's like anybody can have their own TV channel these days, and here I am. Rain is still falling. I haven't seen those birds back there that are building that nest, but they'll be back. They're not going to give up on that thing. It's, let's see. It was in the comments here. What's a, let's see. Oh, here we go. This one I actually like. Where's that? The Duty Dranco says, we need a Steve and Garbage camping collaboration. I agree. Garbage has become the type of a cat that follows people around everywhere they go. Loves to go for car rides. Like, if you open up the car door, he jumps right in, lays down on the dashboard right in the front, staring at the sky, and loves going for rides. So Garbage is definitely going on a camping trip. Let's see. Oh, somebody's, sorry. Capra says they had this exact same blanket. They were a kid. Yeah. But it's good and cozy. That's all that matters to me. I don't need a fancy blanket. I just need something to keep me warm. And this has some outdoor themes on it, which I highly approve of. Got like a deer on there. So yeah, like I'm pretty enthusiastic about the way things are probably going to go in the future here with this sinus issue hopefully resolved. I'm doing okay mentally. And I know people can be worried about that type of thing. Like, if you know, anybody that's going through loss, you want to check on them, make sure they're okay. I'm going to be fine. And it's just another chapter of my life. But I do have to take a minute to talk about Glenn. Absolute stand-up guy. Like, he was the best friend, like that you can imagine. The real deal, which is rare. Like, even the friends you get to pick that aren't your neighbors are normally iffy at best, in my experience. But yeah, the friends that just come up from circumstance of living beside each other, he was the real deal. And I'm so glad that there are the videos. Like, I found myself actually watching my own. I never watch my own videos, like, for a number of reasons. One, I was there doing it. Two, I don't like watching myself. And three, I had to see it, editing it and everything else. I've seen it. I've done it. And I don't like watching myself. But the ones with Crazy Neighbor, watching those river trips, yeah, no, it's been a really comforting thing, and I'm glad that the good person that he was is immortalized on YouTube now until YouTube shuts down or people forget about us and him. But let's see. Oh, Travis, thank you. Your dog normally ignores TV, but he's glued to the screen whenever I watch your videos. Well, good dog. It's yeah, the boat that I was building with Glenn, like we did the river trips, and the entire theory was that we're gonna go down year by year for a week or two on the homemade raft, and then we're gonna start where we left the year before and continue on from there. And of course, the last 2 years have just been polluted with tragedy, so that I couldn't really do that. But I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might try to continue the trip, but it's a tricky trip to do solo. And I'm kind of scared of like bringing new characters, not character, new people into the channel. Because it's, I don't know, it just seems not right to have somebody else on the raft with me that isn't Glenn going down the river. So I'll see. I might try to solo it. That is a possibility. Let's see. Well, thank you everybody for all of the all the fantastic comments. And of course, I'm not going anywhere. I'm kicking around. Let's see. Really wish that camera would show some not washed out like that. Anyway, looks okay. So, what's everybody been making for dinner? I'm a bit of a food guy, and everything I make is unhealthy. So, yeah, that's well, thank you, Slayer. Yeah, I'm doing a meatloaf tonight, like some mac and cheese and a meatloaf and some peas. Well, I think that should be satiating. I've been kind of trying to, in the back of my mind, figure out life after YouTube. I don't plan to quit, but any good TV series can only go on for so many seasons. And then you can move on to something else, but, you know, to do it gracefully and not beat a dead horse when that time comes. You know, the time is not here because things are still going good, but I think I definitely need, I'd love to own a little campground or something, or whatever, a restaurant and a bar. I could be in there making drinks and cooking onion burgers for everybody. Everybody's camped out. I think that would be just fantastic. And then, building projects and whatnot. So what do you guys think of, what do you guys think of, like project videos, because that's kind of where I want to go. Like things like building the raft and going down the river, like just build some absolutely ridiculous thing and use it in a camping situation. I've set up some pretty dumb things in campgrounds, like, you know, shower curtain for a tent and all that stuff. I could have a good time building some interesting little things. Chili would be good. Chili pizzas. Steak and potatoes. Oh. Hamburger stew. Here's an interesting one. Co-pilot on the raft is Mav. Now, it does take a long time to get on the raft. Usually we got to book like a week. Mav's a busy dude. When I've talked to other YouTubers, when I've talked to real YouTubers, like I feel like I've become a YouTuber by accident. I try my best, but I'm not a professional. I'm a furnace repairman. And when I talk to the actual YouTubers, oh, they have flights booked like 6 months in advance. They know exactly where they're going. And I'm kind of like drifting in the wind like a leaf, going wherever I go, and I'm trying to... Okay, Paul says, you are wrong. Glenn would... Okay, where was that? Sorry. The comments are a little tricky to scroll through. Got to do the river trip. Those are my favorite to do anyways. And, you know, why not? Could be cathartic. And I got all the technology in the world now. Slap a Starlink on there, do little live streams down the river, sit down, make a campfire, cook some good food. Like, I might be going down the river alone if I go. But doesn't mean I can't bring 15,000 people with me. Huh? Possible. Let's see. There's a good one, actually, to bring Glenn's son on the river trip. Now, he's a busy guy, too. He is heavy-duty mechanic, and but his son is great, and all of Glenn's kids, we're like family, and they're there for me. I'm there for them. Anytime we got, you know, celebration of life at some point coming up here, and it's going to be really good. Thankfully, we have all sorts of footage that we can make a big, like, memorial video type of thing. So, that would be pretty good to bring Glenn's boy. And he doesn't look like Glenn. Strange. But, no. He's his actual kid. It's all the family. It's one of those families where the kids look all kind of different, and I'm one of those families too. My friend had met me and my siblings and was just blown away that none of us look the same. And I know for a fact that we're all genetically brothers and sisters because of our crippling anxieties and, you know, a lot of stuff that's runs in the family. So, but, you know, genetic diversity. Oh, Sean Smith is asking, Sean, where are you from? It's still daylight in Canada. Yeah, it is. The sun sets in maybe 45 minutes here, but that's okay. Maybe I'll jump in the hot tub over here in the rain. Nothing better than that. Yeah, no, I think the raft has to keep going. Like, that river trip was, like, the big video I looked forward to actually filming every year. Like, it was fun. It was adventure. You're not just sitting in a lake on a houseboat. You are, like, traveling through time and space, going through little towns all over the place. So it has to happen. That's definitely my favorite thing to do. So basically, there's two or three videos to film here before I leave the island to try and find somewhere that feels like home. And, you know, it's Vancouver Island. It's expensive. And I, you know, if I had that house in Alberta at my acreage completely finished and sold it, I'd be like getting a little trailer here, or one bedroom, or I don't know. I wouldn't have 20 acres. Let's just say that. So I wouldn't be able to do all these projects and stuff. The climate is quite acceptable. It's a little rainy, as everybody will always say about the wet coast. But, you know, who knows? Like, it's not easy for a Canadian to just, like, move to the U.S. You can't just do that unless you're an actual, real, valued member of society, like an athlete or a musician or something like that, or a professional, you know, doctors and stuff. Like, that's possible. The climate's a lot better. Like, I began filming these videos in the winter camping in my late 30s. Moving into my mid 40s doesn't seem as fun camping in the freezing cold anymore. So trying to find trying to find home, I guess, where I can film this stuff. And somebody had mentioned in a comment here, I do want to bring it up, asking how is Glenn's girlfriend? She's hanging in. She doesn't have a cell phone, and she never answers her house phone when I try to call her. But it obviously is tough, and she lost her last husband like a few years before Glenn had passed away. So it's, you know, she's been through the ringer and definitely needs any prayer, support, positive thoughts that any of us have, because, you know, that is pretty brutal. To go through that once is horrible. To do that a couple of times, I would give up. I would give up on bringing anybody else into my life. But that's what you got. Let's see. I'm going to stay on here for the live stream for an hour, so I'll be out in like probably 12 minutes. I got to start getting the dinner going. And but appreciate everybody dropping in. I'm just sitting here. It's nothing exceptional of any type of video, but I definitely I hate going radio silence on people, but I also don't want to put up crap. And live streams are not everybody's jam either. I know that. It's very fair. Most people won't see this, but thank you guys for stopping in. Definitely to say hi. So let's see. Well, here's one. Steve, please do a fan meet here on the island before you go. I've been tempted to do this one before. Like, Vancouver Island, I know most people watching here are not on Vancouver Island, but I wouldn't be opposed to the idea. I think that'd be nice. I'll just have to figure out where. If you've got suggestions and you're on Vancouver Island, of a place, you know, like there's campgrounds around. There's Goldstream. It's a big campground. I've camped there a lot. That's where I did that U-Haul video. Oh, there's, of course, somebody texting me because there's, oh, it's my friend Tom. Let's see. My friend is not even watching my live stream. Okay, let's see what he says. Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up? I'm asking him. Okay. And I even silenced my phone, but like it dinged on the laptop when that came up. So I don't think he's watching the live stream. That's okay. I don't watch my own videos. Oh, he's responding. Oh, he says, I am so. Okay, Tom. Say hi to the world, Tom. I am so. Oh, yeah. Well, that's, there's always some joker that has to send a text in the middle of a live stream. Mm. Mm. Delicious, frosty beer. So I thought about something. This is funny. I'm going to crack another beer. Honor Glenn, because I'll touch on something else regarding that before I log off the live stream. But I thought it would be funny to do like a live stream of garbage. Like just a, you know, he's got this little place he can play around in. And I thought it'd be funny, like, to have something where, like, if people donated to charity or something, like, I don't want to use my cat for donations in any way, but, like, to donate to, you know, animal rescue shelter or something like that, every time people donate, like, a treat comes out for garbage, so they can, like, live time watch, maybe a little message pops up, and, you know, they donated to, you know, the food bank or animal shelter or whatever, and, but I'm not a computer programmer or a robotics expert on how to make any of that work. I just thought that'd be kind of neat to have the garbage cam and fatten that cat up, because he is pretty small, 7.5 pounds, has been since the time he walked into that house. And let's see. Now I got other friends are messaging me. Like, impossible to get a message through. Yeah, I know. I don't know how many messages have came through. But to my friends that are watching and trying to message me, I will chat with you. But the other issue, now, and I'm not going to get into specifics on anything. I'll say this. There's been 3 tragedies in the last 18 months in my life that could have all been prevented by going to see a doctor. So, it's not fun. Like, especially, like, you know, men, outdoors men or whatever, like, we don't like getting that checked, right? And it's uncomfortable. It's upsetting. But, you know what the option is. You know, if you don't, you can roll the dice, but it's not a fun thing to do. Like, I know everybody else in my life, including myself, we're getting in there, seeing physicians, trying to get regular doctors, all these annual checkups, because, you know, something that pops up that could have been easily treated with just a routine type of thing, it becomes a death sentence. So, it's uncomfortable. It's crummy. None of us like going to the doctor, but that I have to say that, because there's every single one of them. And probably I shouldn't drink as much beer, but I've been cut down pretty good on the beer. For anybody that's worried that I'm out here just drinking my life away in misery and grief, that's not the case. There's definitely things to go through, to work through mentally. But humans are resilient. We're resilient creatures. The human mind is a self-rating machine. You know, we can get through things, and trauma aside, nobody gets through life without trauma and without grief and tragedy. So that's my speech for the day. Crazy. We got like 4 minutes left until it's been an hour. And I kind of got to go to the bathroom because I drank a beer. So let's see. I'll touch on a few more comments, guys, and want to let you know I'm not going anywhere. I'm open to collabs with other YouTubers. Like, I've been meeting up and chatting quite a bit. There's a secret group on Facebook for YouTubers that we can all kind of talk and get suggestions, ideas, collabs, that type of thing. And you know, that's in the works. I've got so much onto my to-do list, and starts one day at a time. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Dan is asking, what about the school bus? Very good question. That's at the Acreage. And when I go back there, probably I'm going to be hunkering down in there a little bit between that and the other trailer. None of them actually form a complete living solution. So, you know, the bus scares me for one reason. It's broke down. And nobody can fix them because you have to be like a school bus shop to fix a school bus. I would not recommend to anybody to buy a school bus for that reason. Any other car in the world, any other vehicle, unless it's really, really big, you just call a tow truck and get it fixed. But what I had to go through with the bus, when the brakes, like there's a brake booster that stopped working. Because it's not air brakes on that one. It's like a thing where they have this hydraulic electric booster that gives like supercharged power brakes. And it stopped working. And so only the front brakes were working. And I had to actually, I drove it with only the front brakes working for a few hours to another town where a guy could actually work on the bus. So the bus terrifies me. Like I'm scared. Like it's too big to tow, too big to get on lifts to fix. The only people that are familiar with them work for school boards. So it's like, I don't know. I am going to do some school bus camping, but I need to be a lot more comfortable with that vehicle's reliability before I take it down any extreme types of adventures. Like we brought it down logging roads with no cell service, and that was before I had Starlink. We were very lucky there. Like where we did break down was right in front of a shop in High Prairie, Alberta, when the brakes did eventually go. And you know, it would have been so bad breaking down, trying to get a tow truck down some back logging road. Yeah. They're a cool vehicle. They're very solid. They're one of the safest ones on the road because it's designed to like save children from being squished in an accident. So they're very sturdy. You walk into it. It's not like any other type of trailer that rocks around. It is like rock solid on the ground. It feels like you've got it on jacks. It's a great vehicle, but oh my. Oh, let's see. Winston, outside of moving to US, Would you entertain visas or travel for extended periods of time? A lot of fans would probably be willing to extend an offer for a bed, including myself. Well, I am more than open to travel. I'm going to get an acreage update done because we've got a lot of stuff done at my acreage. Dave is out there taking care of garbage. He's petting him and feeding him. He gives him good treats. Spoils the thing, which is good. And garbage returns the favor by biting him on the ear. So, yeah, there's that concern. But, yes, I would... if anybody's got any good ideas on getting me traveling to new places, like if you've got connections or places, I don't care the country. I'm going to have my passport here in, probably 10 days a week, something like that. I have to go through and get new pictures again. So I'm going to need a haircut to get new passport pictures because, like, my hair's getting, like, long. It doesn't look cool. So I have to hide it with this. I'm looking frumpy. That's better. So I get the passport pictures, get the new passport because they have 10-year valid passports. And I'm going to be in my 50s, well into my 50s. I want to look as cool as I can in my passport when I get that. So anybody that has any ideas, as far as somewhere in other countries, send them over. TheSteveWallace@gmail.com or SteveWallace.com. There's actually, that website's down. We're working on fixing that. There was some DNS things I was supposed to change, but I didn't get to that. Anyway, there's... it's just about bathroom time. So I will show you, like, I went to a dollar store because there was a hummingbird flying around. And so I picked this up. I didn't have any rope, so I used like plastic wrap to hang it up there. And yeah, $1.40 for this thing, plus the 20 cents of sugar cubes and water I put in there. It is working beautifully, and I don't know, it's a very bird oriented place. Well, I can hear that hummingbird as we speak. I was hoping he'd come by for a drink. I don't think he's going to come by when I'm right beside it. Well, anyway, so there you have it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to focus on quality videos and not just maintenance videos to have something up for the week. It's got to be good videos. I appreciate all of you for sticking with me through thick and thin. And all these people that are messaging me right now. We'll put it on Do Not Disturb next time. So thank you, everybody, for stopping by for the chat. You haven't seen the last of me, and we're gonna take on life here. Cheers, everybody. Hunker down. You haven't seen the last of me.